Joining us now on the line from Ankara in Turkey, we have political scientist Tubanur Somnez. We get an update on the situation on the ground currently. Tubanur, jazakallah for your time, much appreciated. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Wa alaikum salam, thank you very much.
At the moment, what's the situation like in Ankara specifically and in Turkey as a whole?
At the moment, people are in shock because our history is full of military codes. And our country and our people witnessed very bad times, black times in our history, and none of us ever want to see the same days again. But suddenly on Friday, we were shocked by the military postals and tanks on the street and jets on the skies, and people were frustrated. We were scared, we were sad, but we were angry also, because we were thinking that our democracy is in a stage that all those military coup d'etat days were over. But we realized that it's not, the danger is not over. Alhamdulillah, with the support of our people, we all went to streets, and our government stands strong. Our president was strong, sending messages, showing on TVs, and giving people to stay strong. So in solidarity, we were outside on the street and trying to stop the military powers. Unfortunately, we lost many of our people, many young people, many innocent and civilians in the struggle. I can tell around 200 people are martyrs. Exact number is 178, and many are wounded and still there in the hospital trying to recover. But on the other hand, alhamdulillah, we are succeeded to overthrow the coup d'etat, but danger is still there. That's why every night we are on the streets trying to show our support to civilian and democratically elected government. I hope our people will never let this happen again.
Now, in the few days that have now passed since the attempted coup, has it come to light who was behind this in terms of the actual attacks and the actual plans on the ground? And has the ruling party and the President Erdogan been able to furnish any evidence at this stage to back up the allegation that Fethullah Gulen and his Hizmet movement were behind the coup?
We have many, many evidences. I'm sure the government and the lawyers are trying to gather what we have. But we know that this is a secret organization. This is a secret structure. So they all work very, very secretly, not showing. Some of them are even, we know that, trying to hide their identity by drinking alcohol in front of people, showing that they are not part of a religious group. So we know how they know to hide their real identity. This is a terror organization in our identification. So we hope the U.S. government will send those responsibles back to judgment in Turkey. From months ago, we defined some emails and some tweets are going on telling the same date, 15 July, something will change, military will come to power, and after that we will win and we will be back to Turkey. Those are the tweets. From many different accounts, and from months ago they were telling something will happen and giving the date exactly. So there are many evidences, but unfortunately the person, the Fethullah Gulen, is not accepting, and he's telling that he has no idea what's going on, which is quite funny and impossible to believe. We are not children anymore. Our society is mature. So we hope our ally, if U.S. is an ally to Turkey, we are called model partners. So they need to comply with this request, actually.
There are those, Tubunuru, would say that it doesn't make sense. If you're planning a coup, why would you mention the date on social media, on Twitter, via various accounts? And that if you look at those visuals that came across from President Erdogan on FaceTime, he clearly was shocked at the time. He was taken aback. He wasn't expecting it. But almost instantaneously, he blamed Gulen. At that stage, you know, is it possible for him to have had evidence so quickly that the coup was still, or the attempt was still in progress, and already He blamed Fethullah Gulen? How would you respond to those kind of questions?
Those kind of questions are coming so far from our country, because we have a reality. We are living in a reality, and in Turkey, no one has any doubt about who is behind this plot. It's obvious for us. Actually, for me, I don't need any evidence. Because I know those people, we lived with those people, those hidden terror organizations for years and years. We know what they're capable of. We know how they stole the questions of very important examinations and military examinations. They give their students all the answers of the questions, and they are in the military organizations. This is not happening all of a sudden. This is like a 40-year-old organization, and they have been directing their clever students to the military. From my childhood, I know we have friends, we have been studying in the same schools with those people, and they were telling us we are ordered to be in that school, which are mostly the military schools. We are ordered to be judge. We are ordered to be attorney general. So we have been concentrating on that. They took the questions, they took the places, they imitated that they are like as if they are not Muslims. They were uncovering their headscarves because of pretending to be like a secular person. So we know what they are capable of. Of course, I don't expect from other countries to understand and to be emotional that much as we do in Turkey. But if you ask the situation and the atmosphere here, all country, everyone is agree, everyone is very well know that who is behind this military plot.
Tubunuru, jazakumullah so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Tubunuru Somnes talking to us from Turkey this morning and giving us an update and also explaining why those who feel that Fethullah Gulen was behind it feel the way they feel. It brings us to 3 minutes before nine. Time has passed by so quickly. I've enjoyed being back behind the microphone on Sabah al-Muslim. Until tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.